maybe even as we gather here this morning, some of us are thinking, well, really, what has this got to do with me? Yes, that's an interesting story. Yes, it happened a long time ago. I can see it's really important to Christians, but what has this got to do with me? And I want to suggest that what this has to do with you is this is a story of universal relevance and eternal significance. And the reason it's of universal relevance and eternal significance is because of two fundamental problems that we all share. What are these two problems? Well, first of all, we're all sinners. That's a bold statement throughout the Bible. Let's look at this verse from Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, where the prophet Isaiah has a picture to describe what this sin is like. He says this, we're all, notice the all, I've highlighted that, we're all like sheep who've wandered off and got lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way. And it's that wandering off, doing our own thing, doing what we want and not what God wants, that the Bible calls sin. And notice all of us, there's no exception. And sin is something that we can't help. We can't stop. One of the verses in the New Testament says that the good things we want to do, we can't do. The bad things we don't want to do, we keep on doing. I found that to be universally true for everybody I've ever met. The Bible is saying this is true for everybody. This is all of us. Everybody in the world. All have sinned and come short of God's glory. It includes children. Psalmist David said, I've been sinful even from my birth. You don't have to teach a child to sin. A child naturally chooses to sin. It's true for all of us. Every culture, every society, every man, woman, boy and girl, everybody you've ever set eyes on, according to the Bible, is a sinner. Why is that a problem? Sin has consequences. Sin separates us from God, cuts us off from God. That is our biggest problem. We are born into this world separated from the God who made us and loves us. But he doesn't leave it there. Because he made us and loves us, he's done something about us. Something about it. So what is God's solution to this universal problem of sin that separates us from him? Well, you know the answer. The answer is Jesus. Jesus' name means Savior. Remember, the angel told Mary to give Jesus the name, give her baby the name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. That's the connection between Christmas and Easter. Jesus is born to be a savior, and he saves us from our sins. So if you ask the question, why did Jesus die on the first Good Friday? Why did Jesus die on the cross? Our next verse gives us the answer to that. Makes it very clear what this has to do with our biggest problem of sin. Christ died for our sins. Once for all. All people and all their sins. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you home to God. He suffered physical death on that first Good Friday, but he was raised to life on Easter Sunday. Jesus died to deal with our sin. He bore our sins. He carried our sins. They were piled on him, one translation says. All of our sins were piled on him when he died on the cross. That's the good news of the Easter story. To bring us home to God. That's what God wants for us. Relationship with him. Where we belong. Home is where we belong. We belong with the God who made us and loves us. And so Jesus had to die to pay the price for our sins. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. That's our first problem. We're all sinners. We're going to sing a song before we look at the next part of that. We've sung a couple of songs from the 21st century, one from the 20th century. This goes back to the 18th century. And it's a song, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Hallelujah, that Christians have been singing for hundreds of years. We're going to join with that chorus and sing together. Jesus Christ is risen today. Let's stand and sing. Sinners like me, sinners like you, he came to save us. That's why he died. And to show that Jesus' death on the cross was accepted, God raised him to life again. So now in heaven above, he's king. It's all about Jesus and what he's done for us. Our second problem is we're all going to die someday. You didn't need me to tell you that. We all know it's true. Even from childhood, we sense that that is true. We know we're not here forever. Deep within our psyche, we know we are mortal. Somebody has said it's the ultimate statistic. One out of one people die. All of us someday are going to die. And the Bible underlines that universal truth. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. Again, no exceptions. Everyone who's ever lived, whoever will live, must die once. And after that, be judged by God. All of us face our own death. We may prolong life, but we can't prevent death. So what has Jesus done about this problem? He carried our sins in his body on the cross. He's dealt with that. What has he done about death? And again, that's what the message of Easter is about. Even before he died, Jesus made this astonishing claim, just as he was about to raise someone from the dead, his friend Lazarus. This is John chapter 11 and verse 25. Jesus is speaking to Lazarus' sister, who's called Martha. And this is what he says to her. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever, notice that word, whoever puts their trust in me will live even after dying. And everyone living and trusting in me will never die. Do you believe this? So if sin is a universal problem, if death is a universal reality, then Jesus' offer is for whoever. Jesus' offer is for everyone. This is the good news of Easter. Jesus defeated death. Death is dead. Love has won. Christ has conquered, we sang in our first song. And because Jesus has defeated death, there is no condemnation for those who are in us. So, just as everyone must die and then face the judgment, at that judgment, because of Jesus, if we put our trust in him, as he said, we will not face God's condemnation. We will be declared not guilty because of Jesus. Not because we deserve it, but because he's gracious and because of what he's done for us. And because of that, we will be with him forever. That's the Christian hope in the face of death. You know the story of Good Friday. Jesus is crucified between two thieves. And one of them is mocking him and saying, why don't you save us and yourself? And the other one says, well, no, we're here because we deserve to be here. And then he looks across at Jesus. And he says that famous statement, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. A thief dying on a cross for the crimes that he's done looks across at Jesus, dying next to him, and says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus, though he's dying in agony and pain, has the grace to look across to that thief and say, today you will be with me in paradise. No questions, no ifs, no buts. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Why? Because he put his trust in Jesus. He had seconds, maybe minutes, left to live. We don't know how long it was after that that he died. But right at the last moment of his life, he looked across at Jesus, and Jesus' words to him were, today, you'll be with me in paradise. Words of grace. So what? In the light of what we've looked at this morning and the claims of Jesus to be the resurrection and life, what do we need to do about it? If this is eternally relevant, and universally significant for us. What are we going to do about it? Because it's true for all of us. Well, we need to do what Jesus said when he came preaching. He said, repent and believe the good news. Repent means turn around, turn away from your sin. Start following Jesus. Leave behind your old life and follow him, trust him, believe him. Reckon that what he's done on the cross, he did for you. That's what it is to be a Christian, to reckon that this cross, this death on the cross wasn't just for everybody. Yes, it was for everybody, but it was for me. It was my sin that put him there. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. We make it personal. We receive what he did on the cross. He's not going to force us to accept it. But we have the choice to receive. So we repent and we believe the good news. I'm going to just leave that verse there for a few moments and just suggest that you take a moment to just reflect on these words of Jesus, and particularly that last question. Do you believe this? Jesus is saying that to each one of us this morning. Do you believe this? If you believe this, it has eternal significance. If you believe this, your sins are forgiven and you receive the gift of eternal life. That's the promise of Jesus to each one of us. Just leave that there for a few moments and I'll go and collect the under fives to show us what they've been up to. Okay, a few moments just to pause, reflect.